Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. A big win for commuters on the Eastern Shore in yesterday's state budget. The Derwent Ferry Service is sticking around for good. It's snagged 4 years' worth of funding to keep ferrying locals, with around 600 people catching it a day during summer. Meantime, our peak health bodies welcomed the $11.2 billion spend in the health sector, but says it's failed to address better wages for workers. Dr. John Saul from the Australian Medical Association says healthcare workers need to be taken care of.
I heard earlier we're going to have 150 beds. A bed's a place where you sleep. A hospital bed is a place where you need nurses and you need doctors. Unless we have the staff, we won't be able to provide the care.
Tasmania Police are urging drivers to be safe behind the wheel this fatality-free Friday. Our road toll's already at 28 this year, and officers stopped over 250 vehicles on the Brooker Highway yesterday. Sergeant Steve Dine says they're cracking down on the fatal five in every corner of the state.
This is just part of our normal daily activities. This is what we do every day, day in, day out. We could be anywhere, anytime.
And a warning to those heading north, the Bridgewater Bridge will be closed all weekend for maintenance. It'll be closed to traffic from 8pm tonight and will reopen at 6am on Monday. Detours will be in place on the Bowen Bridge and the Tasman Bridge. The push for an AFL team in Tasmania continues. AFL reporter Tom Brown believes a form of private ownership might be involved to get the bid across the line.
But I think the Tasmanians are now looking at a private contribution to their proposal to alleviate partly some of the club's concerns about some type of, you know, perpetual problem financially created for the other clubs.
Relocation, a joint venture and a standalone team are all being considered to put Tassie in the national competition, with the AFL to make a call and run it by club presidents in August. And to the TSL, North Launceston and Launceston go head-to-head under lights in tonight's Northern Derby.
Listener.